In her press conference this morning, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that 7 House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump, she referred to new evidence given to the House Intelligence Committee.
They released new evidence pursuant to a House subpoena. Lev Parnas, you know who that is, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, that further proves the president was an essential player in the scheme to pressure Ukraine for his own benefit in the 2020 election.
That evidence includes a note handwritten by Lev Parnas on a Vienna Ritz-Carlton hotel pad referring to efforts to get Ukraine's president to investigate President Trump's political rival. It reads, "Get Zelensky to announce the Biden case will be investigated." Now, both Zelensky and announce are misspelled, but the point is clear. Philip Bump is national correspondent for The Washington Post. He's been looking at this new evidence. And Phil, you know, other than a reminder to check your spelling on notes to yourself because they may show up in a House investigative committee, what does this note mean to you?
Well, the note is part of a 4-page set of notes that appear to be Parnas taking notes as he was speaking with someone on the phone, presumably Giuliani, for whom he had done some work. And what the notes in total suggest is that there was an articulated plan to try and get more evidence that could potentially incriminate former Vice President Joe Biden to Donald Trump's benefit, and specifically that this was known as the outcome, that the notes lead with this idea that they want Zelensky to have an investigation into Biden is a very clear-cut example of what this process looked like, even though we already knew it existed because Trump himself made that request in July.
But actually, it's not even about the investigation. The note says, get Zelensky to announce that the Biden case will be investigated. It doesn't, you know, it's just the announcement. And we've heard that before as well. That made it seem even more political because you can have an investigation through the proper channels in the U.S. government. This was about an announcement which seemed even more partisan, more political. But we knew about that.
No, that's right. So Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, had made that same point in the impeachment trial, that he didn't know that they actually wanted an investigation, that they instead may have just been fine with an announcement. And if you look at what the aftermath of all of this discussion has been, essentially President Trump has gotten what he wanted, which is people talking about what may have happened with the Bidens in Ukraine. And while the allegations that Trump himself has made are unfounded, he has essentially gotten the equivalent of Ukraine making this announcement, which is scrutiny on someone who may be his 2020 opponent.
Right. Well, take us a step back. Lev Parnas, I mean, we've spoken about him before, but remind us, who is he? Why would he be taking notes from Rudy Giuliani?
So Parnas is has a sort of an interesting relationship with Giuliani. He began working for him several years ago and was doing work. He was born in Ukraine. He speaks Russian. He was working as a translator for Giuliani as Giuliani engaged in this work in Ukraine. Back in the beginning of 2019, for example, Parnas was present as Giuliani was interviewing the former prosecutor general, Viktor Shokin, who's made all these allegations against Biden. Giuliani also acted as a lawyer for Parnas's business. But essentially what happened is Parnas was very close to Giuliani, had met with the president himself on occasion, and then all of a sudden last October, he gets arrested for alleged campaign finance violations. The information had already been requested of him by the House, but now with this arrest, he's decided to cooperate with authorities, and that included turning over this evidence to the House this week.
So this has been turned over. Do we know beyond that what's taken place? What kind of talks might have taken place with House Democrats?
We don't know that at this point in time. Parnas has expressed repeatedly and publicly his interest in providing testimony. The Senate is not eager under Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's leadership to bring a lot of witnesses to come in and testify as part of the impeachment trial. It's very unlikely that Parnas would testify then. So it's not really clear beyond ongoing House investigations what that testimony might even look like.
Well, but even if things like these notes get into the public, they potentially impact, you know, at least the public view as the Senate trial begins. Talk about another new piece of evidence, a letter from Giuliani to then-President-elect Zelensky in Ukraine. This is before Giuliani was traveling to Ukraine. It reads, "I am private counsel to President Donald J. Trump. Just to be precise, I represent him as a private citizen, not as President of the United States." He then continues, "In my capacity as personal counsel to President Trump, and with his knowledge and consent, I request a meeting with you." Significant why?
Well, that with his knowledge and consent is particularly significant because it undercuts Donald Trump's assertions that he wasn't really aware of what Giuliani was doing when he first proposed going to Ukraine back in May of last year. Trump recognizes this is potentially problematic, tried to frame it as Giuliani simply going of his own volition, maybe he had business interests in Ukraine. This letter suggests contemporaneously that Giuliani was doing so at Trump's behest.
Well, as you write, that notion that Rudy Giuliani is working for his client, Donald J. Trump, which makes them kind of a partnership, makes something that President Trump said in his own transcript of his conversation with now President of Ukraine, Zelensky, when he said, do us a favor, work with Giuliani, and not only investigate the Bidens, but investigate the Russian interference into my election. So he says, do us a favor. The president has said that us, and the president's supporters have said, us means the United States. What does us mean to you coupled with that letter?
Well, I mean, even independent of the letter, quite frankly, it's hard to believe that us is a reference to the United States. Trump often refers to himself in a sort of collective sense. He does it at his rallies. You know, we are winning all over the place, things along those lines. But that he recommends that Zelensky work with Rudy Giuliani itself gives the game away. Rudy Giuliani isn't a government employee. He doesn't work for the government. He works for Trump. And to ask the president of Ukraine to engage in an investigation in coordination with Donald Trump's personal attorney by itself suggests that this isn't something being undertaken on behalf of the American people.
You also have Rudy Giuliani saying just that to the New York Times. Before he went on this trip in May, he told the Times that he was asking Ukraine to do an investigation that they're doing already. And we know that there was an investigation going on into this prosecutor who was said not to be fully prosecuting things like the company that Joe Biden's son worked for. He was actually thought to be a corrupt prosecutor, which is why Joe Biden was representing many of the world leaders' opinions that that prosecutor should be removed. So, yeah, there was investigations, and Giuliani says, they're doing it anyway. I'm going to give them reasons why they shouldn't stop because that information will be very, very helpful to my client.
Yeah, exactly. So what Giuliani is presenting to the New York Times in that interview is that there are ongoing investigations into this company for which Joe Biden's son worked, and that whatever is uncovered as part of those investigations may be helpful to his client, Trump, on a personal level. It is extremely hard to take away anything from that other than that Rudy Giuliani recognizes that information which is derogatory about the Bidens will be useful to Trump on a personal basis. The response has broadly been, well, this is Rudy Giuliani just sort of talking and not necessarily representing an accurate relationship with the president. But again, those conversations are contemporaneous before any of the questions about Ukraine were raised, before Trump's conversation with Zelensky in late July. And as such, Giuliani went on to cancel his trip to Ukraine based on the outcry of questions about what he was doing, why he was doing it. All of this suggests that he was accurately representing his relationship with Trump at the time.
By the way, we should note that Giuliani said to the Times, that information will be very, very helpful to my client and may turn out to be helpful to my government. But it was an afterthought.
That's true.
Anything else that you're observing with some of this new information that's come in about Lev Parnas, about his giving information to the House as this impeachment trial starts?
Yeah, there's a potentially significant new development as well, which is that the then prosecutor general, the man who replaced the one who was accused of corruption, is a guy named Yuri Lutsenko. Lutsenko had had communications with Parnas in which he implied that in order for him to offer some information to Parnas about Biden, that the then ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, would need to be fired. That, of course, has been one of sort of the looming questions about all of this Ukraine stuff, is why Yovanovitch was a target of Trump's team and eventually was ousted by the Trump administration. This new evidence suggests that it was because Lutsenko said, hey, I have dirt on the Bidens, but unless Yovanovitch goes, I'm not giving it to you. That's obviously a paraphrase, but that is certainly a tantalizing hint about why Yovanovitch was such a target.
And where do you see that?
It's in messages in Russian that were translated, messages between Lutsenko and Parnas, including the documents.
That's Philip Bump, national correspondent for The Washington Post. Phil, thank you.
My pleasure.